Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the Midday News. He is not yet a candidate, but already campaigning. Emmanuel Macron has arrived in the Creuse to take stock of his five-year term with the countryside. The head of state will meet this afternoon with high school students and young people involved in nonprofits. He will go to Haute-Vienne tomorrow, with a symbolic visit to Oradour-sur-Glane to decorate the last survivor of the massacre committed by the Nazis in 1944. Still in the political chapter, regarding the presidential campaign for the left, 467,000 people have already registered for the popular primary, which begins Thursday. However, three out of the seven candidates, Jean-Luc Mélenchon and Anne Hidalgo, have already announced that they would not recognize the result of the vote, which will be revealed on Sunday. In the rest of the news, no more health passes. Since this morning, people aged 16 and over must show a vaccination pass to enter certain places, which means that a negative test is no longer sufficient. You must now have an up-to-date vaccination history to go to bars, restaurants, cinemas, or stadiums. The health pass remains in force, however, to go to nursing homes or hospitals and for 12 to 15-year-olds. Today is a difficult day for those who have to take a train in Nouvelle-Aquitaine. Traffic is very disrupted, with, for example, 85% of TGVs between Paris and Bordeaux cancelled. This is due to a social movement at the SNCF at the call of the signalmen. They demand a better management of end of careers and an increase in premiums. Everything is expected to be back to normal tomorrow morning. The ministers of foreign affairs of the EU and the head of American diplomacy are meeting today by video conference in Brussels to discuss the Ukrainian crisis. Washington, which still fears a Russian invasion, has asked for the evacuation of the families of its diplomats stationed in Kiev, a decision deemed premature by Ukraine. And then the men's handball Euro and a victory or nothing for Les Bleus. The French team must imperatively win this evening against Montenegro to still hope to qualify for the semifinals. The game begins at 8:30. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves.